I'm so happy I'm in this little pocket universe of my own. Everybody else is outside in the blizzard, while I get to stay nice and warm in my lair. Now, Lotus especially. She hates the cold. I can see her right now under mountains of blankets, trying to sleep off the day. And this amount of cold makes her pretty lazy. Taking a peek a little earlier, looks like she can't see outside of her window. Well, a blizzard would do that. But enough about that. Everypony, welcome back, my darlings. Did you miss me? I certainly have missed all of you. To those of you who may not know me, I'm Lily. Lotus is darker and more attractive half. She gave me the first reading of this year. And I have quite the story for all of you. The story is called Binding, and it was written by Short Skirts and Explosions. I guess I could make it a special reading like Lotus did, and show you all my emotions when reading. Not like I'm copying off of her or anything. But before going into her slight, how should I say this, hibernative state for the cold, she made the suggestion and practically insisted I do that. What better way to start off a new year than by doing something a little more unconventional for you? Her words exactly. So, I guess, enjoy it. Because it'll be very rare to see me make such faces again. The first and only chapter to the story is titled Tome. Twilight. The words flickered with each invisible pen stroke. Occasionally, punctuation billowed with miniature tufts of flame. Twilight Sparkle, are you there? She sat in the middle of the Royal Canterlot Library. The tome was spread open upon the wooden desktop before her. A quill pen rested on the edge of the podium. And yet, the Alicorn mare didn't move. Her mane billowed with twinkling brilliance. But otherwise, she was perfectly still. Violet eyes danced around the book's aged binding, studying, waiting. At last, after a full 2 minutes, more words rippled across the middle of the otherwise blank page. Please, write to me, Twilight. Twilight Sparkle took a long breath, dim candlelight glinting off her crown. Her muzzle tightened ever so slightly. It's been so long. Silence. Is it my fault? Have I been a bad friend? Twilight inhaled deeply. She clenched her eyes shut and brought a huff up to rub her aching head. Against her better judgment, she gazed upon the book once again. What she saw made her coil her majestic wings tighter by her side. Please, let me make it up to you. Just trust me. I want to be friends with you again. A lump formed in Twilight's throat. Her eyes darted towards the quill. The tip of her horn glowed with telekinetic energy. Wait, what did I just say? Telekinetic. swear, I am going to punish Lotus. Her word slips are starting to affect me as well. Anyway. The tip of her horn glowed with telekinetic energy, but dimmed. She had nearly picked up the pen. Nearly. More flickering. A streak of yellow. Reluctantly, Twilight looked at the book yet again. I want to be friends with every pony. Isn't that what you always wanted of me? Twilight breathed harder and harder. Her muscles locked in place. And she felt the onset of shivers. Don't shut me out. I promise I will be good to every pony once again. There was a slight whimpering sound under the Twilight Princess's. What on earth did I just say? Ugh. This is what happens when I don't read for quite a while. I start making some stumbles. Is also Lotus's fault as well. As soon as the blizzard ends, I'm going to remedy the situation somehow. Anyway. There was a slight whimpering sound underneath the princess's lips. At last, she gave in. Her hoof reached for the pen this time. But just as the fetlock brushed up against the feathery quill, Twilight, it was a deep voice, rumbling. Outside the window to the library, a set of purple scales glinted in the setting sun. A massive beast shifted by, shaking the stone foundation of the palace. At long last, an emerald eye slit lowered into view, peering into the candlelit room. Twilight, why is it so dark in here? Twilight blurted her reply in a bitter tone. What do you want, Spike? The eye slit narrowed slightly. I'm sorry, Your Highness, the voice rumbled. I don't know that you're still busy brooding. Twilight sighed. She raised a hoof in a half-hearted attempt to block the book from the very large dragon's eyesight. I'm sorry. Lack of sleep. What for this time? She didn't answer. Well, he shifted his weight outside. A large claw pointed past the eastern ramparts of Canterlot. It's about 20 minutes until the commencement of the Flurryheart Monument. Are you going to appear before your subjects this time? Or should I tell the council that it'll be another no-show? Wait. Is Flurryheart dead? I mean, you only get a monument if you're deceased or you've done something with a great impact to the community. So it could be either one of those two things. I mean, I'm not a connoisseur of cute, but this is the first natural-born alicorn princess we're talking about here. Could she have possibly died? Well, I guess it could be a possibility. I mean, her mother was an alicorn, and her father was, well, mortal. It could be possible that she wasn't as immortal as her mother was. Though I guess I might be thinking too much into this. It could be that she did something worthy of getting a monument. I mean, she is a princess after all. I'll be there, Spike, the princess said firmly. I'm a lot better now. You know this. Well, the public could certainly use the proof. Heaston fumes, and Twilight caught a pallid flash of smirking teeth. That cocky dragon, just because he grew bigger doesn't mean he needs to be so, well, like this. Anyway, I can't be a proxy for every event. I'm liable to step on some pony at this rate. The castle stones rumbled once again. He was walking away, and this threw Twilight into a panic. Spike! She stammered, a bit too loudly for her own good. Drawn by the nervous lilt in her voice, the dragon instantly swung back to peer through the window yet again. Yes, Twilight. He spoke as gently as his massive vocal cords could allow, which can't be too gently, seeing as he's probably about the size of a full-grown dragon at this point. Twilight Sparkle fidgeted noticeably. She had reached a hoof up to straighten her crown before finally speaking. Do you remember Sunset Shimmer? The emerald eyelids narrowed thinly. Spike was evidently taken back by that question. Of course I do, Twilight. She was like family. An uncomfortable silence followed. So, he punctuated it. What would even make you ask that? Do you think I did the right thing? Twilight asked in an anxious tone, burying her book with her. You mean her journal? Magic never had a part in that world, Twilight said, her voice tightened into a dry knot, but she nevertheless managed to speak. It caused so much havoc for the geode bearers. Sometimes, I wonder if I should never have jumped through the mirror to begin with. They're all the better for it, Twilight, Spike said. Every human who lives there does so thanks to your influence and for the This is the last I'm meaning to have you while reading. And for the accomplishments of Sunset Shimmer. Again. And for the accomplishments Sunset Shimmer did, you are her inspiration, after all. Twilight gazed off at the amber horizon beyond her scaly friend. Have you been getting enough sleep lately, Twilight? Twilight didn't answer. And yet, she did? How do you not answer yet also answer? I'll be at the monument shortly, Spike. Tell the guards to expect me. He marched out of view with a flick of a cedar stick tail. As you wish. A cedar stick tail. That's quite the interesting choice of words. What, did he lose his own tail? Or does his tail have spikes to them now that he's all grown up? not all dragons are different after all, so it could be a possibility. As the rumbling dwindled away, Twilight closed her eyes and breathed deeply, tensely. Her muzzle formed an iron frown. There was a crackle of magic in the air, accompanied by the resonance of a tiny flame. Twilight gazed angrily at the tome beneath her. Fresh words were splashed across the pale parchment. "Do you think I've forgotten my lessons? Is that it?" Twilight seethed through clenched teeth. With a flick of a hoof, she grabbed the pen, stabbed it into the inkwell, then wrote swiftly beneath the last stretch of words to appear. "This conversation is over." Orange letters burned into the page before the princess was even done with her pen stroke. "Twilight, no! Please don't go! I don't want to be alone! Talk to me! I beg you!" Twilight fought the urge to hyperventilate. She dabbed the pen into the ink once more, and, shaking slightly, she managed to write back, "You are not Sunset Shimmer." There was no immediate reply this time, but Twilight Sparkle was far from done. "Whoever you are, whatever you are, you do not belong here. Leave the book alone. Leave her grave alone. I will not ask you again." All was still, silent. For minutes, nothing emanated from the tome lying before Twilight. And yet, the princess lingered. She bit her lip. She even began to tremble. Then, suddenly, like a flare at the bottom of a deep well, "It's so full." Twilight's brows creased, lined with sweat, and against her better judgment, she stroked the pen. "What?" Almost immediately, the blackness, so full of friends, blocks of ice holding up the walls of emptiness, so many years, and yet so few pages, not enough room to weep. Twilight breathed, blinked. "I do nothing but listen to them, Twilight, like a good apprentice." Twilight panted and panted, her eyes darting all over, rolling. "Do you want to know which ones died hating you the most?" A whimper, rushing hooves. "We are waiting for you." Twilight Sparkle slammed the binding shut. She sat in peace. Seriously. She sat in place, awash in sweat. It took several trembling moments. At last, as the sun began to disappear beyond the window, Twilight stood up, carrying the book beyond the penumbra of candlelight. She found a lonesome place in the library, a shelf so dusty and remote that she hoped, and she hopefully, oh, for the love of Celestia. A shelf so dusty and remote that she hopefully would never hear the book vibrating again. just like it was right then. Pitiable and hungry. As she walked away and shut the door behind her. Well, everypony, this concludes the reading of Binding. Quite the interesting story. What do you think, my dears? Do you really think it's Sunset talking? Or perhaps something else? I mean, it is no exaggeration to say that, seeing as Twilight has reached a status in princesshood that her mane, and I'm assuming her tail, flow in twinkling glory, much like Celestia and Luna's does. It's safe to assume that Sunset is dead, and possibly her own friends in Equestria as well. But Spike, on the other hand, well, seeing as Twilight is a princess, and dragons grow at their own pace, he's gotten quite big. Do you think he has wings now too? And what of sweet, innocent little Flurry? Do you think she's dead? Or do you think the statue is to commemorate her good deeds for something? So many mysteries. And the biggest mystery of all. Who could have possibly died hating Twilight so much that they possessed the book only to talk to her? Quite the interesting time we'll have coming up with theories on this. But let's not delve too deep down the rabbit hole. It wouldn't do too good for us. Well, my dears, I guess I should return you. If I keep you too long here, Lotus will start to get worried. Don't want that now, do we? For right now, I release you. But I look forward to seeing you again soon, my darlings. Sweet nightmares.